If a person borrows a cow, and the lender sends the cow through the lender's son, or the lender sends via his eved, or via his shliach, or he sends it via the son, the eved, or the shliach of the shoel, famesa, and the animal dies, potter. The borrower, the shoel, is potter because it never really entered his rishus. Yes, it's true, the shoel wants the animal in his rishus, that we know, that's why he's borrowing it. But nevertheless, until it's actually his rishus, and for this Mishnah, what it means is that it really has to be under his rishus, like that these people have to be appointed as a shliach by the shoel. Since they weren't appointed as a shliach, even if the mashal, the lendering, is sending it through the borrower's kids, or the borrower's eved, and so on and so forth, nevertheless, since the shoel didn't appoint them as a shliach to the mashal, the shoel is potter. And when we say potter, we mean potter when there's onsen along the way, that it's considered his rishus, he's a shoel and he's chayv and onsen. But that's only when it gets into his rishus, and since it never really got into his rishus yet, that's why he's potter, if something happens along the way. However, amar lo ha-shoel shalchali biad bini, if the borrower says to the lender, send it via my son, biad avdi, biad shlichi, my eved or my shliach, o biad bincha, or I'm appointing your son as the shliach, biad avdich, by your eved. Here, the Rav says we're dealing with an eved ivri, because an eved knani, the master owns fully. You can't appoint the eved knani as your shliach. It's like making almost like the lender your shliach. It doesn't work. So biad avdicha means your eved ivri. Biad shluchacha, or your shliach, that whatever, the guy that you normally send as a shliach, he's also serving as my shliach. Osha amar lo hamashil, or the lender says to him, hareini mishalcha lecha biad bini, I'm sending it via my son. Biad avdi biad shluchi, my eved, my shliach. O biad bincha biad avdicha biad shluchacha. Or I, the lender, am sending it via your son, your eved, your shliach, v'amar lo ha-shoel shalach. And the borrower consents to this. He says, yes, send it. So the borrower is saying that I, yes, agree that these people are going to be my shliach. Even your own son, your own shliach, your own eved ivri, they're going to be my shliach. V'shulcha, and he sends, and something happens along the way, v'mesa, chayiv. The borrower is now chayiv on onsen because it's considered like it's in his rishus, because these people are now his shluchim. V'chein b'shosh shemachzir, and also, same thing, at the time when he returns the item. Here the Rav says we're dealing with during the days that he was borrowing it. During the days that he is borrowing it, it's in his rishus, until somebody from the mashal, the lender side, appoints a shliach, then, and only then, does the borrower relinquish responsibility when he gives it back to the lender. But if the lender never made a shliach, and the borrower puts it into somebody's hands, even if he puts it into, for example, the lender's son's hands, he still didn't give it back to the lender, and if something happens to it, he's chayiv, just like a regular shoel. It never left his rishus, really. But that only is during the time of the loan. The Rav says, after the time of the loan, he's not chayiv on onsim anymore, because he no longer has a din of a shoel, because if something's still lying around, let's say he borrowed a cow, and he borrowed it for 10 days, and the cow's there on day 11, he's putter if something happens to the cow, because now he's not borrowing the cow anymore, he's just watching it for you, and he's considered like a shomer sacher. What's a shomer sacher? That he got a benefit from you by borrowing it for 10 days, and now because of that, he's doing you a favor by watching it. So that's like a shomer sacher. My reward was, the pay was, the ability to use it for those 10 days, and now I'm just watching it for you. And that's a shomer sacher, and a shomer sacher is potter from onsim.